Neuf Le Chateau hasn't changed much in 31 years. Still the same sleepy market square and cobbled streets and alleyways. But for the last 4 months of 1979, this ordinary French village found itself home to Imam Khomeini, who had become the supreme leader in Iran following the overthrow of the Shah. He took exile here, in a house on a quiet road a few hundred meters from the village center.
And it was on this very spot 31 years ago that Imam Khomeini made his preparations for his triumphant return to Iran.
The building stood on this levelled piece of land. It was a meeting point for hundreds of Iranian exiles in Paris, including scholars and politicians who had opposed the regime of Shah Mohammad Reza Pahlavi, and diplomats and journalists wanting to learn more of the cleric who had steadfastly opposed the Shah for years, descended in droves on Neuf Le Chateau.
It was very important for us because we think that Imam Khomeini made a very, very special thing in all of the world as Islamic Republic of Iran.
Every year since, prayers and celebrations have been held at this site, and it's become something of a day for families.
To come here in Khomeini's house is perfect.
Unfortunately, nothing remains of the house. It was destroyed in an arson attack. But there are tentative plans to erect a lasting memory to the late Ruhollah Mousavi Khomeini.
We are negotiating with the government of the French to get the permission for constructing the same structure which we had before.
But even without some kind of man-made structure by which to remember him, this garden will always be special. Marc Vautier, Presse TV, Neuf Le Chateau in France.